Hello, this is the Newborn Nurse Podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Ramsey, RN, BSN. This podcast is for expectant and new mothers and families, and we are here to share with you a list of incredible newborn resources, services, professionals, and tips and tricks. We hope the info on this podcast informs you, helps you, and most of all, eases any anxieties, gives you confidence, and empowers you to be the best parent possible. Knowledge really is power, and we are here to inform and guide you through this season with your new baby. I am your host, Rachel Ramsey. I am a registered nurse and certified postpartum doula. I have 17 years of professional neonatal and maternal nursing experience and 5 years as the owner of The Newborn Nurse, a Nashville-based service that provides in-home care and newborn education to new families. I hope this podcast helps each of you in some big or small way. Biggest of congratulations and thanks for listening. You've got this, Mama, and we are here for you. As a reminder, any information you hear on this podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment. Please see the full disclaimer on our website for more details. Website is listed in show notes. Hey guys, it's Rachel back from The Newborn Nurse, and today we have Angie Long. She's a midwife. I've worked with her for many years. She is just a wealth of knowledge. She is an RN, MSN, which is Master's in Nursing, and also a certified nurse midwife. So today we're going to be talking about any and everything about midwifery. If you are expecting and looking into hiring a midwife for your delivery, this is the person to talk to. She's wonderful. I've known her for so long, and she has such a huge heart above all. She just really has quite a passion and love for her moms. So anyway, we'll just get started. Angie, if you just want to let us know how long you've been a midwife, what your background and education is, and then what is your favorite thing about being a midwife and caring for families?
Hey there. I'm glad to be with you today, Rachel. I've been missing seeing you recently. I've been a midwife for 25 years, a certified nurse midwife. I was a labor and delivery nurse for about 11 years before that, before I went to midwifery school. I was in the first midwifery class at Vanderbilt, and we graduated in 1996. There were only six of us in the first class, and our clinical placements were outside of Nashville because there weren't any hospitals at the time that we or doing our clinicals that even allowed midwives to perform births in their hospital. So it's been a lot has changed in Nashville in the last 25 years. And I'm really glad to have been a part of that. My background before midwifery was I was a labor and delivery nurse, and I worked at Vanderbilt Hospital and also at Metro Nashville General Hospital. And then I had an associate's degree in nursing. And from that, I did another 2.5 years for a master's degree at Vanderbilt. My first job was out in a rural hospital in Dixon, Tennessee. There I had a full scope practice. And that means that I took care of women from the time they were adolescents needing contraception until through birth, until they were menopausal and needing care during the menopausal years. So it's a full scope practice that I worked in there for 15 years, did some traveling around after that, moved to Seattle for 5 years and worked with high risk moms and came back to Vanderbilt. And then finally to start the first private practice in Nashville allowing midwives to practice with them. So it's gone from having midwives in just public hospitals in Nashville to having them in a private practice. And now I'm back in Dixon, Tennessee, the hospital that I worked in for 15 years. And I'm after 10 years and real glad to be back in a rural community.
It's all come full circle.
Circle. And I'm really happy to be there. I guess my favorite thing about working with moms during birth is just being able to have include the whole family in the care. I have more time for my prenatal visits, so we can spend time talking about how pregnancy and birth affects the family. And now that we're able to relax a little restrictions with COVID, we're able to have children there again. So it's great to share with the siblings what's going on and also with their partners. That's probably my favorite thing about it, is it being family oriented and getting to teach the whole family about bringing a new baby home. And I know you do a lot of that too.
Yes, and I know you have a husband of many years, and you guys are just so in love. I love looking at all your little pictures of your travels, and you have kids and grandkids. You have a very warm and loving family, and I feel like that transfers over to your care that you give your families. You can just tell, you know. So, well, awesome. You have quite the history and quite the wealth of knowledge. And like you, you know, I've worked in Nashville for 17 years. Yep, somewhere in there. And it's so neat to see how midwifery and more of the Eastern medicine type, you know, schools of thought for delivery have come into play. It's less medicine and more, you know, midwifery and doulas and all that. It's really neat how that's going to come into play the last few years. So awesome. Can you explain to us what a midwife does and like midwife versus using a doctor or an OB, just kind of compare and contrast the two?
Yeah, I'll start out by just talking about my general day. I usually arrive, I work in a clinic that's actually attached to the hospital that I do births in. So I arrive in the morning about 6:30 or 7, usually see moms that are on the postpartum unit that I've taken care of possibly the last couple of days. See those moms working, doing some education with breastfeeding, with postpartum care, with at-home care after a baby. And I come back to the office and I see patients that range from, again, from adolescents to menopause with lots of pregnancy related issues in between. And then I have patients that I take care of. I share a call with a physician that I work with. So I don't do call now every night, but we try our best to take care of our own patients. So if one of my patients comes in, it's kind of a 24/7 job. And that's something I try to let new midwives know and students I work with that in my practice, it can be a 24-hour job, but in other practices, it can be a 12-hour job where you go and you do just shift work and still take care of the whole family, but just do it in more of a shift work. And my job, I love it because I get to know my families. It's a small hospital. We're family there. And so it's kind of a best of all worlds.
You're mentioning family quite a bit. Are they now allowing families and children in the delivery with moms when they're delivering?
Our unit is a labor and delivery and postpartum unit, and that means moms come in and have their baby in the same room that they stay until they go home with, and their baby stays in that room with them. And in the last month, we've been able to relax. We've always allowed doulas to accompany moms, the partners to accompany moms. We've been able to relax our visitation a little, and their siblings, the baby's siblings, can come visit now. And that's something that's been relatively new for us in the last month. So we're crossing our fingers that that continues to hold out.
Yeah. I know you work in a facility. Do you happen to do any home births, or do you know any midwives in the area that still are doing the home birth setting by chance?
And that's, I think, something that's sometimes confusing about midwifery is in the United States, there's two levels of entry, and one is a certified nurse midwife, which means it's a nurse who then pursues a master's degree and then takes a test to get a certificate in midwifery. And there's also the certified professional midwife, and those midwives are trained a little bit more through apprenticeship. And then they also take a test, but a totally different test, but their background's apprentice type training. So, but very few nurse midwives do home births. There is a great practice in Nashville, and there are some nurse midwives that do home births in Tennessee, but I would say that's a smaller majority of all the nurse midwives in the United States. Certified professional midwives do mainly home births in Tennessee. Where I lived in Washington, they ran birth centers and did more birth center births. But in Tennessee, they do mainly home births, and nurse midwives do mostly hospital or birth center births.
Okay, cool. Hey everyone, this is Rachel from The Newborn Nurse. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you are learning some valuable and helpful information on this podcast. If you would like to learn even more, we have something new and exciting to tell you about. We have created our Newborn Care 101 online video course for first-time expectant parents or parents who want a refresher course in newborns. This course is taught by me, a neonatal newborn nurse and expert of 18 years and founder of The Newborn Nurse. It's so super important to make sure you are gathering your newborn information from a trusted and experienced source as you prepare for your baby. This course is a series of educational videos where you will learn everything you need to know about newborn care all in one spot without having to search and scroll all over the internet. You can take this course in the comfort of your own home and nursery with your own baby equipment and at your own pace. You can also rewatch the videos as many times as you would like with unlimited access to these videos for an entire year. Many of the families who have already taken this course have reached out to tell me how helpful it is to go back and be able to review these videos once their baby has arrived. In this course, you will learn swaddling, diapering, bathing, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, burping, cord care, how to use your breast pump and car seat, how to prevent mastitis, calm a fussy baby, and much, much more. You also get free printables, including a checklist of what to pack in your hospital bag, a must-haves product list for your baby registry, and the best part, you get free access to our Facebook online community group where you can meet other new moms and also have access to me, Rachel, for any newborn questions you have along your journey. The families who have taken this course already have raved about it and have felt it has been super helpful and allowed them to feel prepared, organized, ready, and knowledgeable about their newborn. For our podcast listeners, you can receive 10% off this course with coupon code, all caps, podcast, at the checkout. The link to purchase this course is in the show notes below. Thank you for being here and best wishes to you and your family. I hope you feel loved, supported, and empowered as a new parent. Thanks so much and have a great day. Let's say there's a new mom who's expecting and she knows nothing about delivery and she's kind of, you know, doing her research and trying to find out which avenue she would like to use for delivery, an OBGYN in the hospital setting, or B, nurse midwife in the hospital setting, or home birth with a certified midwife, I think you said. Can you kind of tell us the difference in what a delivery might look like with an OBGYN versus someone like you that does the nurse midwifery, kind of what a delivery might look or feel like, how it might be different, and if a mom is kind of trying to compare the two if she's looking into delivery?
That's a great question. It's one that patients ask me almost every day. With the nurse midwife, and to start out with, I have more time for my prenatal care visits. I spend at least 30 minutes to an hour with all my patients. We have time for teaching. We have time for questions. And as we go through the pregnancy, we have milestones that we meet and things that we talk about so that we're prepared for the birth and very importantly for the postpartum period. During labor, I try to provide labor support for our patients. So that means I try to be at the bedside. I take care of mostly low risk moms, and the physician that I work for tends to take care of more high risk mothers. That's not in that patient can't, we can't do the take care of the patient together and collaborate on her plan of care, but more high risk moms, generally the physician will be involved. The physician I work with, she does surgeries. She has a whole day a week. She does surgeries. She does births, but she also has less time in the office to spend doing patient teaching. And I think that that's really important. I, for our practice, do some of the patient teaching for the entire practice, but we have time as nurse midwives to spend more time with our patients, to explain birth, to figure out that patient's individual needs. For an example, like when I recommend childbirth education books, I might want to know if the mom is, you know, more an arts kind of person or more a visual learner, or kind of how their learning styles to help them to be able to figure out what's the best way for them to understand childbirth better and to share it with their family.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you mentioned also, and again, my business is, you know, we do a lot of postpartum care and newborn care once the family gets home, and the delivery is 1 to 2 days, and then postpartum is weeks and months. I know midwives, as you mentioned, you have more of, it sounds like, a relationship with your family. So what does the postpartum care look like for a midwife? That's a great perk. It sounds like when you, after you've delivered, to still have that relationship with the midwife. So can you tell me what that looks like after delivery?
Yes. One of the things that I try to do is to spend time while the clients are still in the hospital, spend that precious time whenever they're first getting to know their baby, nursing their baby in the first hour of life, trying to give a lot of breastfeeding and lactation support before they go. Many moms go home in 24 to 48 hours, and that just sometimes doesn't give everybody enough time to establish everything they need. But we try to talk about it before birth, and so they have an idea of what to expect. As for going home, I usually try to make some kind of contact. If a mom's an early discharge and goes home in 24 hours, we make contact in 48 hours. And then we see all of our moms back in 7 days as well. Now, some moms, it's their third or fourth baby, they live an hour and a half or 2 hours from me. We might talk on the phone at 7 days, but we really like to touch base at 7 days. I like to start to talk about postpartum anxiety and depression at that time, but that's when a lot of moms are, their mom's been there for a week and now she's going home and she's left there with a new baby. So we try to spend time during that time period where we can prepare for whenever she's there by herself with a baby or not with as much support. And that's why I often recommend your services. It's like, this is a great shower gift when mom has to leave. This is a service that you can provide and to help your daughter out or to help your family member out for whenever you have to leave, and there'll still be support in the house. And that's what I like so much about what you guys do.
Yeah. I mean, I worked at Vanderbilt years ago. I think it was around 2006, 2007. And at Vanderbilt Hospital, there are a lot of families from all over the world. We would have families from Africa, and some of them didn't even, you know, didn't speak English. And I got to see a lot of the cultures from those sides of the world, from a lot of the Asian cultures, Middle Eastern cultures, African cultures. And those families have so much support. They have their sisters, their moms, like everyone just surrounds them for weeks and months after delivery. And in America, you know, I feel like it's like, okay, get your high heels back on, get back to work in 6 weeks. And our levels of depression and anxiety are so high here. So that was very eye-opening to see how things are done on the other side of the world. And that's what made me think, like, these people need more help at home after delivery. They need more support. They need more women and kind of hands-on care around them. So, and you're like me, you love to love on your families and kind of surround them and support them. And I know OBGYNs are more busy with the surgical procedures and the high risk. And so the midwifery option is more of a warm and fuzzy kind of an option, I think, where you're getting to really know your families and love on them and teach them and all the things we love to do. So very cool. And I can't read my own handwriting here. Okay. So if a family is like, if they decide, okay, we're going to do the midwifery path, what are some things that they can look for to kind of connect with the midwife or you? Are there ways to come in and do like a meeting, or what's a best way to kind of pro con and find the perfect midwife that would fit with a family, if that makes sense?
I think that one of the issues in our area in Tennessee and Nashville, even in the rural areas, is you don't really have a lot of choice. There are not very many midwifery groups. I always say to people, we do have a chance for people to come in and meet the midwife. Sometimes we'll do it like after work, one day a month, where they can come in and meet the staff, meet the physician I work with, meet our nurses, and kind of see how things flow. We try to do that. It's probably been more like every 3 to 4 months with COVID, where we try to have some kind of meet and greet, even if it's not in person. But I think that it's really important. The first thing that someone needs to think about is where they want to give birth. Do they want to give birth at home? Do they want to give birth in a hospital? Do they want to give birth at a birth center? And then after they decide where the location is that they desire to give birth, then they need to go and start to look for practices that might have a midwife. Again, in rural Tennessee, it's very difficult. We have patients that come from over 2.5 hours away to where we live, we work and live about 15 miles west of Nashville. We have a pretty large Mennonite and Amish population in our community. So as I was talking to you on the phone, I just had someone go by in a horse and buggy.
I love it.
And it's like, so we have a population that does have support at home, which is great. But then we have a pretty good majority of people that have just moved here. They're moving to even rural Tennessee, and they have no support. They have no moms. They have no sisters. They don't have anyone that can come help them out. They've not met their new neighbors. So we kind of try to provide support for all those things.
Something I hadn't quite thought about, because you and I live, you know, in, you know, close to Nashville. And so, you know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, it's probably really hard to get support. So I hadn't quite thought of that. With midwifery, if people choose that option, what is it like with insurance? Is insurance covering midwifery care? I'm sure it depends on the patient, but are they covering that with insurance?
Yeah, I definitely do cover the price of care is no different. It's the same for us as for the physician I work with. So insurance covers it. There isn't any problem with that. We do have patients that are cash pay that really desire a midwifery led birth. So we also try to make, you know, a sliding scale so that people that can't afford to pay what your insurance might pay is still able to access that care. And even though I work for a really large hospital corporation, I work in their hospital, not for them, but a hospital corporation, often they try to make exception for patients and to help them out, because healthcare is so expensive and so unaffordable in the United States right now to a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for all this wonderful information. I just think the world of you. I've worked with you, seen you for many years, and I just think the world of you and your heart and how much you love your patients and how much you care about them. Is there a way, or how can someone contact you if they're interested in using you as their midwife?
Yeah, so now I'm in Dixon, Tennessee at Dixon OBGYN. We do our births at TriStar Horizon Medical Center, which is right next door. So I'm out in Dixon, and they can find me there without any problems.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time today. It's great to see you. I know you are taking a break in your car, so I appreciate you spending the time with us today.
Crazy day.
Yes, I get it. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, you have
Thanks,
a great
Angie.
Day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
If you loved what you heard on our podcast today, don't forget you can learn even more with our new Newborn Care 101 online video course. This course is taught by me, a newborn registered nurse expert, and covers all kinds of newborn education, including swaddling, diapering, bathing, breastfeeding, how to use your breast pump and car seat, sleep training, and much, much more. You also get free access to our online course community, which gives you direct access to me, Rachel, for any newborn questions along the way. Our podcast listeners get a special discount, so make sure to use coupon code PODCAST in all caps at the checkout. The link to purchase this course is in show notes below. Thanks so much and have a great day. Although I am a nurse, I am not your medical provider, and any information from me is purely educational and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a professional for your particular situation before making any decisions. My opinion about any brands we mention on the podcast is based on my personal experience and is not an endorsement about the suitability of any products for your particular needs.